Welcome to East County Magazine's Arts and Music Spotlight.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice. Today, my very special guest is Natalie Camus de Zavaleta, an award-winning film director from Santee who will be hosting the premiere of her dramatic short comedy, Number One Bad Dad, at the San Diego Film Festival on October 18th and 19th. Natalie is a 2025 film independent project involved directing fellow who has over a decade of experience in documentary, branded, and narrative storytelling. Her short film, Louise, premiered at the National Association of Latino Independent Producers, Latino Media Fest, and won Best Latinx Short at the Seattle Latino Film Festival. She recently directed 14 projects for clients, including Meta, which owns Facebook and Instagram. Natalie, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Miriam and Heidi. I was so excited to hear that I was going to be on an outlet that Santee, where my family lives, might actually be able to tune into.
Absolutely. We're heard across East County and San Diego, and it'll also be posted on our website at eastcountymagazine.org. So we also have with us today, I'm delighted to introduce our journalism intern, Heidi Hope, who also happens to be an aspiring actress herself. She has prepared some questions for Natalie. Heidi, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Miriam. Thank you again for having me on the show. It's a good first learning experience for me, so I'm very excited. And Natalie, nice to meet you. Thank you for coming and joining us. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. And I failed to mention that Heidi is a student at Mesa College. So Heidi, take it away and go ahead and ask your questions.
Yes, ma'am. So, Natalie, without any further ado, I'm going to jump right into the interview. So my first question for you for this movie is, what was your inspiration and intention, and why did you decide to make this movie now?
Yeah, so I was so excited to come on as a director onto Kyle Selby's script because I was excited to explore how humor and absurdity could be used as tools to help people break down the walls between them. I wanted to tell the story of a father and a daughter coming back together. I myself was raised by a single parent mom, and it was fun when I was pitching for the project to kind of imagine myself as this 12-year-old, very rambunctious, not only showing up to surprise my biological father, but to demand that he help me with something. And I felt like, I feel like right now with everything going on, we as audiences are really craving stories that have this nice balance of levity, gives us permission to laugh, but at the same time enters our hearts and helps us to heal something that we might be working on.
Very good point. These have been very troubled times. Go ahead, Heidi.
Wow, Natalie, that was a very strong foundation and background of the story. And before I get to the next question, I'm going to share one thing after I hear that from you, is that actually that resonates a lot with my personal story. So I'm already very excited to see the full production of the movie, Natalie. So thank you again for creating the story and for bringing it into the world. And I'm just so excited because, again, it resonates with exactly what I've been through within the last year. The second question I have for you is, so the film is actually focusing on a jaded former supervillain reuniting with his long-lost daughter after they were separated by detention. Would you please share with us why did you choose this theme, Natalie?
I was drawn to this theme exactly for its supervillain metaphor. I think, right now we're experiencing it in such an intense way, but it's really something that's always been a part of American culture, and I hope is something that we come to see in the rearview mirror very soon, is this proclivity to put labels on people, whether it's monster or criminal or illegal alien or villain. We put these labels onto people, and the people who are on the receiving end of those labels, and myself am first generation Mexican American growing up in Santee, which I'm sure you're familiar with, is nicknamed Clantee because of all the KKK members that live there, which I was shocked to find out they still live there during COVID and were going to Vons wearing their hoods. Yeah. It is something that I think is so important to remind people that we are not defined by the labels that are put upon us, and that we still have access to redemption and growth and to love, especially in our most personal relationships. I really wanted to explore how, when someone is cast out or written off, how they can still be seen
Yeah, I think
and how they can still show up.
that almost answers the next question. What do you hope the audience will learn and take away from the movie? Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I want audiences to feel moved. I want them to feel that they've laughed and enjoyed to get to know our Sal and our Holly, which are carrying the story, and even Diana, our Venus flytrap puppet. I hope that they see that rage is something that is colorblind and also blind to class. I hope that they're able to identify and walk away remembering, again, yeah, that none of us are the labels that society puts on us. And for me, the detention aspect was really important because separation, especially in the context of immigration, is a really painful reality for so many families. You see Hal at the beginning. Holly's used her power to blow up his door, and he's terrified someone might have seen. And he rushes her inside because he's in hiding. He still doesn't feel comfortable living in the society around him. And so what is it to get that access to healing?
Yeah, very good points at a time when we're seeing so many families just ripped apart by these mass detentions that are going on.
So yeah, I do agree with you on that, Natalie. And yes, I do feel I have heard of a lot of stories about children getting separated from their mom and dad because of detentions and because of all the immigration status and all that. So I can relate to that a lot, and I do feel a lot of empathy for them. And again, that makes me so excited to see how this movie turns out and how their reunion will be. So that's very inspiring, Natalie. And so my next question for you is, how do you handle the casting process, and how did you choose your actors for this movie? Would you please share with us your what is your audition process like?
Yeah, so we got the opportunity to work with Alan Luna, who's a fantastic casting director. And Heidi, you said yourself are an emerging actress. I would say any actors that are listening to this radio podcast show or reading it online, make relationships with casting directors. They are really your golden ticket. They are the ones who are going to make sure that if the right role, so many scripts are coming on their desk, and they're going to be the ones that say, oh, Heidi Hope, she would be great for this project. She has this and she has that, and I can't wait to put her in front of this team for this role. I think for us, Alan Luna was essential. He was, without him, we would not have been cast with the cast that we had. I feel that it's so important to listen to your instincts. For those of you who are listening who are maybe on the other creative roles, either as an executive producer, as a writer, as a producer, or as a director, it is very much a team effort. We had our entire team present watching the tapes, either joining virtually or in person, to really see if this actor was in service to the character that we had been imagining and playing with for months before meeting the cast.
Very good. Very good. So, what do you have planned next after number one, Bad Dad?
Yeah, so I'm pursuing a couple of scripts as a writer for my husband, who's the director and producer of those projects. One is about Marconi, who was the inventor of the radio, and so it's going to be kind of a drama historical context.
Love
And
historicals.
then I know, very excited about it. It's like very epic, huge, and we think it's a beautiful story for these particular times because Marconi, he himself, if we go back in time, he was really one of the first fascists of his time, and at a time when he
Oh, yeah.
saw fascism as an answer. And so I think it's really important when we see ourselves at the beginning of movements to really ask questions that are important about the ramifications and ripple effects of our choices, because we don't realize that the beginning of a movement is really sometimes the most critical part of that movement.
Yes. Heidi, I'm going to hand it back to you now.
Yeah, so thank you, Miriam, and thank you for sharing that aspect, Natalie. It's quite exciting to see how like the day-to-day can be turned into something so creative. So I'm very inspired. My next question for you is, what genres of movies do you like to make? And when and where people can see Number One Bad Dad at the San Diego Film Festival and get more information on that?
Yeah, so I mean, for me, I was really into psychological thrillers and intense dramas until I made this film. And now that I've discovered how powerful comedy can really be in allowing us to disarm people, making them laugh, and then slipping into more deeper, vulnerable territory, I am really going to rethink everything that I'm working on. I'm going to try to figure out ways of weaving in, whether it's coming of age or historical drama or even a horror. Like, how do I weave in these threads of comedy to just really hold and nurture our audience to, and not just, throw all the other stuff at them. And as far as where you can catch our film, so yeah, we're going to
Yeah.
be screening at the San Diego International Film Festival. Will be in the short and sweet blocks. Our first screening time and date is on Saturday, October 18th at 7:30 p.m. And this is at the AMC UTC 14 Theater. And then our second screening time is on the very next day, October 19th at 2:30 p.m. at also the AMC UTC 14 Theater. And I'm going to be there for a Q&A on that Sunday. So I'll get to see you there in
Oh,
person if you can make it on the Sunday.
very exciting. Very exciting. So, what else do you want our audience to know? We're almost out of time today, but what else would you like them to know about number one, Bad Dad, or your filmmaking career in general, Natalie?
I hope that audiences here that are tuning in just know that our team had so much fun making this movie, and we brought as much silliness as we did sincerity to the story and execution, and that we're really committed to making work that highlights humanity in unexpected ways. And so I just hope they enjoy.
Fantastic. Well, that is so needed in our society and in the times we're in. I think we're all very proud to have a local Santee resident going so far in filmmaking and putting us on the map. For those of you that may have tuned in late, we have been speaking with Natalie Camus de Zavaleta. She is a Santee resident and an award-winning filmmaker director who's, as you've heard, will be having her latest work shown at the San Diego Film Festival coming up. We'll have all the details posted on our website at eastcountymagazine.org. So, Natalie and Heidi, our journalism intern, I want to just thank both of you so much for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for everyone for tuning in. Thank you, Natalie, for coming and joining us. And Miriam, thank you for making this happen. I appreciate all of you guys.
Oh, you're welcome. It has been a pleasure.